You're listening to the State of Women Radio Network, the first and only global radio network focused exclusively on women and girls, with your host, Michelle Jaffe.
Welcome to Women Invested in Women and Girls. I'm your host, Michelle Jaffe, and we are joined by our guests today, Erica and Karen Poley, who are two sisters who have created an innovative marketplace for college students. So we're so glad to have both of these sisters on our show today. They're doing something very special and at a very young age as well. They're both college students, so this is going to be a great conversation. So how are you doing, ladies?
We're great.
Awesome. So to start off the conversation, I would just like to know more about your background. If you can tell us more about what each of you are studying, where you're studying, what year you're in college.
So Karen and I are both from New York City, and I am a rising junior at the University of Pennsylvania, and I'm studying communication.
Very nice.
I'm a student at Yale University. I'm a rising senior, and I'm studying economics.
These are two great universities and some great majors as well. That's fantastic. Now, what types of things are you both involved in within each of your respective universities? If Karen, you can start first, and then Erica. Okay.
In addition to being a student and working on GiveChase, I'm also a competitive horseback rider. I compete on an international level in all around the U.S. and in Europe and Canada. So I'm not really involved in a lot of things on campus since that horseback riding takes up most of my time.
Okay.
And I am the online manager editor of The Walk, which is Penn's fashion magazine. And I am also involved in several committees related to the Penn Fashion Collective, which is kind of the umbrella brand over The Walk. And also I work with Penn Fashion Week.
Very nice. So some great things that both of you are working on in campus and out of campus. And you're also finding time to start a great startup. It's called GiveTake. And we'll get to that in a little bit later in the interview. Now, for both of you, did you always see yourself pursuing entrepreneurship? Or is this something new for both of you in your academic pursuits?
This is Karen. I definitely never really thought of myself as an entrepreneur. I never thought that I would become an entrepreneur. And when we thought of the idea for GiveTake and we saw that there was a need on the part of college students, then we suddenly found ourselves pursuing entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I've always been interested in entrepreneurship. And I've had ideas of like products I wanted to make or restaurants to open. But I never necessarily thought of myself like as an entrepreneur or that this would be a job or something that I would do. But again, like Karen said, when we had the idea and it seemed, you know, just something that we should go for, I guess I kind of just became an entrepreneur.
Right. Now, when we're talking about entrepreneurship in general, this sort of is a tech startup because it is an online platform. So what were your impressions upon entering the tech startup field?
For us, neither of us know any coding and we don't have any experience in the tech world. So it was definitely very intimidating. And it's definitely a real challenge for us to enter into this new world where we don't have any background and we don't really know too many people who are in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it was kind of a little bit, we were just kind of walking into uncharted territory. So in addition to starting a business, which has been new for us and a big learning experience, I think also learning specifically about the tech space, which we had no background in, has also been a big learning experience for us. And learning things as we go, getting advice where we can, and just kind of taking every day as it comes.
Great. Now, if you're just listening now, and if you're just tuning into our show, you're listening to Women Investing in Women and Girls. We're talking with Erica and Karen Poley of Give Take. And right now we're talking to them about their experiences in entrepreneurship and the fact that neither of them really truly saw themselves starting their own business in college. And I want to talk about this point specifically. So there must be many college students that might have an idea of a business to start. But like you, they might not have as much background in what exactly to do, especially if it's a tech startup and they don't have much experience in the tech field. So what was the learning process like? And did you or how did you seek outside help?
So I think, first of all, we just tried to learn as much about it as we could. We did a lot of research, just the internet, there's, you know, so many resources available. So we did a lot of research, reading articles, and looking, and we also really sought advice from any friends or anybody we knew who either had started either businesses in the past or were involved in the tech space and could kind of guide us in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
And we're fortunate that both of us go to schools, Yale and Penn, where there are a lot of people who are either studying sort of the tech space or who are very ambitious and who really were able to help us and guide us in the right direction.
Absolutely. Now, what did you believe that you learned from starting a business that you believe that you wouldn't have learned as well if you tried to pursue the more corporate area of business?
I think something that we really learned from starting a business is just in having our own business, we really do everything. We don't have like one specific job. So we work on marketing and on planning events. And we also work on managing a team of people and going over legal documents for the website and managing partnerships with business partners. So I think we've really had to kind of wear a lot of hats and to try our hand at a lot of different areas, whereas in other jobs you may be more specifically just focused on one area.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think that in a more corporate job, a lot of the times I think you're given a little bit more instruction and you have maybe an advisor that you work really directly with who can help point you in the right direction and give you instruction. But with something like Give Take or any entrepreneurial venture, you're really just thrown into everything and need to figure out a lot of things by yourself. And there's a lot of trial and error involved. So I think you're definitely very, very independent.
But it really also does enable you to be as creative as you want within your business, correct? Because you have, you know, the freedom to do whatever you want with your business, right?
Definitely. But with that comes sort of the need to make sure that you're not being too creative and you're really staying focused on, you know, what your goal is and what your brand is and what your vision is.
Very good.
Within that framework, like you mentioned, it is nice that we are able to try new things. And if we think that the business is changing or that a new idea that we hadn't thought of would really help, it's nice that we are able to pursue that as well.
Yeah, we have a lot of flexibility in that regard.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, the two of you are pretty much a business team, right? So how can you make an effective, business relationship, especially being two sisters? How do you make that work?
I think one really important thing is communication. In general, I think in any relationship, but especially because Karen and I, luckily today we're together, but when we go to school, we're in different places. And I think having really open lines of communication is really important, both with the direction we're going on, day-to-day tasks, in where we see everything going. I think also, a mutual respect and openness to each other's opinions is really important, mm-hmm. because I think so far Karen and I have really
agreed on a lot of the things that are going into GiveTake. But obviously, at times, we have different opinions, or when we're seeking advice from peers or friends, a lot of people have a lot of different opinions. And I think it can be easy to have, like, a rigid view, since we have been working on GiveTake every day, and it's kind of like our baby. But we always try to make sure that we're open to other people's ideas and each other's ideas, because they may have a great idea that we had just never thought of.
Right. It's very important to be able to have that, like you said, an open form of communication where people, you know, aren't afraid to share their ideas with you, and that there is a sort of understanding about the benefits of collaboration that can exist when other people can share their ideas. So I think that's very great and really important in creating a successful startup. Now, we are going to go to our first break, but we encourage all of our listeners to interact with us by going to facebook.com/womeninvesting. You can also check out the GiveTake Facebook site by going to facebook.com/GiveTake, G-I-V-T-A-K-E. And on Twitter, be sure to use the hashtags WomenInvest, hashtag GirlLet'sInvest, and hashtag WeForShe. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the State of Women Radio Network, the first and only global radio network focused exclusively on women and girls.
And welcome back to Women Investing in Women and Girls. I'm your host, Michelle Jaffe, and we're going to get right back to our conversation with our guests today, Erica and Karen Poli of GiveTake. And before we went to our break, we talked about the background of both of these great sisters and their entrepreneur pursuits. And they're both college students, so that's also very important that they are young, but they're doing incredible things in the entrepreneur field. Now, with between the two of you, it may seem that it would be easier to dedicate all of your energy towards your studies. You two go to some very prestigious universities, Yale University and University of Pennsylvania, but you also then wanted to create a business. So what motivated both of you to want to tackle the roles of both student and entrepreneur simultaneously?
I think that Karen and I really just had the idea of GiveTake, and we felt that instead of kind of like lamenting over the fact that we thought there should be an easier and more convenient way to buy and sell stuff, that we should just go for it and make it ourselves. And so I think that we didn't necessarily have like the initial goal to become like simultaneous students and entrepreneurs. As we mentioned earlier, I've always been interested in entrepreneurship, but Karen never saw herself as like starting a business. Mm-hmm. It was really this idea that just really we were passionate about. So I think once, you know, we were students and entrepreneurs, we've had to kind of have that juggling act of making sure we're dedicating enough time to both, but we never really went into school thinking that we were going to be having both roles at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have any tips on how you both are able to juggle both roles effectively? If there are listeners that are students and they're like you thinking about starting their own business, how is that possible?
Well, first I would say you really need to be disciplined with your time management. Both school and starting a business are huge time commitments, and they're also just huge sort of investments. Like, you really need to be on top of both of them. You can't let things slide, or you're going to find that it's either you just don't perform as well, or that things really do get so far behind that they're sort of beyond repair.
Mm-hmm.
So you really need to be disciplined and make sure that you devote enough time to both your studies and to your business.
Perfect.
I definitely agree with Karen, because I think that it's definitely, as we've been navigating it, it's difficult, but it's definitely possible. It's just a matter of, like Karen said, choosing what time you're going to work on what and proactively kind of planning things, because I feel like if you don't plan, it's very easy. You know, you just stay up super late. You can easily get excited about the business you're working on and work and work and work. So I think just kind of creating guidelines and discipline for yourself, as Karen mentioned.
Right, because you don't want to go into a university and, you know, make the business your whole life and then have your grades suffer, but then you also don't want to focus all your time on your grades and then, you know, be lagging in the development of your startup. So I think that is really important to find, the sweet spot and how much time you dedicate to each area of your life. So I think that's some very important advice to our listeners. If you are thinking about starting a business and you are going to be a college student or you're already a college student, to have that balance. So that's very great. Now, talking about the idea of give take, how did that come about? What inspired your passion for this?
Okay. So I think that we just both kind of had the same need of where we both were having difficulty in buying and selling things as we were coming into school at the beginning of the semester and we were leaving at the end of the semester. And I think the more and more that we talked to fellow students and peers about this, we saw that they all had the same issues that we did. And they were like, oh, yeah, we would love for an easier way. Or, oh, it's such a pain at the end of the semester to find someone to buy my mini fridge. So I think that we just kind of saw how needed something like Give Take was. And then I think once we actually started working on it, there was a lot of fulfillment in the process of creating something. Because starting something from scratch, a whole business, is a lot of work, and at times it can be very overwhelming because there's just endless possibilities. But I think at the same time, like every task that we do is going toward building the business or into making it better or making it more efficient or creating a better user experience. So I think in being able to kind of see these like tangible results and seeing how we're making it better and better has kind of helped keep the passion and keep us motivated to make it as best as we can.
Terrific. And, you know, I'd like to remind our listeners, go ahead.
I was just going to say that, and then being able to see those, like how every little thing you do directly helps your business either grow or, you know, just improve it really makes it a lot of fun. Even when some of the day-to-day tasks are not necessarily super, super fun all the time, just on the whole, when you're, you know, taking ownership of something and making it better yourself, it really is a really fun and exciting time, and that just really keeps us very passionate and very motivated.
Right. It's very fulfilling to see an idea that you had come to life, like you said, and create tangible results and create a great marketplace for college students. I'd like to remind our listeners that you're listening to Women Investing in Women and Girls. Once again, we're talking with Erica and Karen Poley about Give Take. Now, ladies, when did the beta of Give Take launch? When did this idea start to mold itself?
Well, the beta for Give Take launched in August. We started working on Give Take, I guess about a year and a half ago. The idea started forming, about a year and a half ago. And then maybe about a little over a year ago was when we first started building the site.
Great. So it's taken a little bit of time to develop the idea, but then during that, you're able to make a very interesting platform. And I actually looked up I actually wanted to see what Give Take was all about and how it worked. And I found that it was very interesting. So if you can explain how the beta works for our listeners.
So students can make accounts on Give Take with their .edu address. And then students and student organizations and businesses can also apply for accounts. And so when you log into the site, I guess there's two main sections, a buy and a sell section. And under the buy section, students can browse, search, and filter through items from other students and also items from student organizations and businesses. And then when they find items they like, much like other e-commerce sites, they can add them to their cart and begin the checkout process. So from there, they can choose their payment and their delivery options, and they can complete their purchases. And so if they received items that are being shipped, then they'll just be shipped to the addresses they provided. Or they can also organize in-person meetups to exchange their goods via the messaging site on GiveTake. Under the sell section, users can create listings for whatever item they want to sell. And they can input basic information, such as the quality and a description, and upload a photo of the item. And then they input which shipping and payment options they would like to accept. And then they can make the listing live. And once the item's sold, we want to make it really easy. So they'll receive an email informing them at which point they can either ship the item via their carrier of choice, or again, they can arrange a meetup with the GiveTake messaging.
Awesome. So it's a very streamlined process. And like you mentioned, your goal was to make it as, you know, easy for college students to use. And I think that you've been able to achieve that. And we're going to talk more about GiveTake and how it works, what makes it unique, when we come back from our next break. So we encourage all of our listeners to keep listening to us after the break. Remember to go to facebook.com/womaninvesting and facebook.com/GiveTake, once again, GiveTake, GiveTake, to learn more about both Women Investing in Women and GiveTake. Also on Twitter, be sure to comment using the hashtags WomenInvest, hashtag GirlsInvest, and hashtag WeForShe. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the State of Women Radio Network, the first and only global radio network focused exclusively on women and girls, with your host, Michelle Jaffe.
Welcome back to Women Investing in Women and Girls. I'm your host, Michelle Jaffe, and we are getting right back to our conversation with our guests today, Erica and Karen Poley of GiveTake. Before we went to break, we talked a little bit about GiveTake and how the platform works to have a streamlined process for college students to both buy and sell items online. And we're going to get right back to this topic. So, ladies, what makes GiveTake unique compared to other online marketplaces?
Well, GiveTake is a one-stop shop for college students to buy and sell anything and everything they need or want. So it's your go-to place. You come to this one place and you can find pretty much anything you would need for college. And we also allow students to complete their purchases through the site. So you can just directly pay through the site and then organize either, you know, to get your item shipped to you or to do an in-person meetup to exchange.
Now there and are different, go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
So there are different social media sites like Facebook, like Twitter, and I'm sure within each college there are ways that, you know, college students are selling different things that they might have, you know, when breaks come or what have you. So why should they take to GiveTake as opposed to these other social media sites to buy and sell different items?
I think one reason is, as Karen mentioned, we do allow you to purchase the items on the site, and we do have some flexibility with payment and delivery options. So I know that some websites where you could buy items, you just have it shipped to you and put in your credit card or PayPal information. And then especially social media groups, you would often meet up in person and exchange cash. So I think that we offer a flexibility, and we allow people to do both. I think, secondly, GiveTake is organized both in categories, and also you can use a search bar and you can filter by price range and what shipping and payments they have available. So you really don't need to scroll through, like, disorganized student groups to try to find what you want. And from our own personal experiences, those groups are really popular, which is great, but because of how disorganized they are just in nature, it's very, you know, hard to see posts that were posted a day or a week ago even. And I think the last thing that makes GiveTake unique is, in addition to students buying and selling items through the site, we also feature both student organizations so performance groups and different clubs. And also we have a select group of businesses who sell student-targeted items on the site.
Now, with these different student organizations, are they still selling items, or are they selling things for university students, like different tickets to events, or things other than just, you know, like the typical objects that you might see on an online marketplace?
So I think primarily a lot of them are selling tickets to the site. However, if they wanted to sell T-shirts or other things, then they're open to as well.
Awesome. Now, what are some of the features of GiveTake besides the marketplace?
GiveTake is really, the site itself is really just the marketplace. But as part of our promotion, we are going to be hosting a lot of events on campus. And many times they'll be in collaboration with student organizations and local businesses, so we can really get the word out and involve as many students as we can.
So more than just enabling college students to buy and sell things, you're also incorporating the community into it and having local businesses and student-run organizations get involved. So how important was it to you to have more of a sense of community than just within the student body of a university?
It was really important for us to engage the community for a few reasons. Both just because we did want to get the word about GiveTake out, and we knew that approaching student organizations and groups would be a great way to do that. But also we did want to, we saw, for example, that selling tickets by student groups or selling merchandise that they have are often some are on social media, some are only in person. And this was just another way that we thought it would be great to make the buying and selling process easier. And we really do want GiveTake to be the one-stop shop. And in addition to buying, you know, your textbook or a mini fridge, that also includes social life and student activities on campus. And again, GiveTake is, you know, Kara and I are both college students, and it is to make buying and selling easier for college students. So we really did want to make it a site that is not only made up of college students, but also that is really ideal for the college student to use. And mm-hmm. we thought there's really no better way to find out what college students want and what they like and dislike and what's easier or better for their personal experience than to get them involved and to have them using the site and being part of our events and being able to give feedback and say, you know, this feature is really helpful and, you know, maybe this one isn't. Because we're young and we are going to just have our beta phase before even, our larger launch. So we're still tweaking and learning and growing. And I think the college community is really a big part of that.
All right, love it. Now, if you're just tuning into our show, you're listening to Women Investing, Women and Girls. We're talking with Erica and Karen Poley, the founders of GiveTake, the innovative marketplace for college students. Now, ladies, where is GiveTake available? Which universities are using this platform?
We are launching our beta phase at Penn, and then we're also planning on launching at other schools shortly thereafter.
And which schools are you thinking about having this available in eventually?
Columbia University, New York University, and Drexel University.
Excellent.
And then we're planning, our end goal, though, is to be at colleges and universities, you know, across the country.
Awesome. So if our listeners are students at other universities and would like to have something like GiveTake on their campus, is there a way that they can suggest their university? Is there a way that they can, you know, start their own kind of branch of GiveTake in their university? Or will that come with time eventually once once GiveTake becomes more developed in the future?
Oh, there's definitely ways for people to let us know about that they want GiveTake at their school and to get involved right now. Currently, there's a page on GiveTake.com where students can request for Give Take to come to their school. And they can also just always email us if they, you know, are interested in getting involved with Give Take. And since our ultimate goal is to be at schools across the country, we would love to hear from people from all over the place. And also, we're looking to have teams at each school, which can help sort of launch Give Take and continue its success at those schools. So our decisions in regards to where to roll out to next will definitely be driven by the level of interest at the different schools.
Awesome. So if our listeners, if you are a college student, be sure to interact with Give Take. You can find them on Facebook, you can find them on Instagram, and go on the Give Take website. Let them know that you're interested, because this is a great service to have for your university. So with that being said, how does Give Take empower students, do you think?
Well, I think for one, for our users and college students, it makes buying and selling easier, as we've mentioned. It saves time, and it really just makes it a one-stop shop to buy everything you need for college. We think we're also really, as we mentioned, trying to get the school communities involved. And one way we are doing that is through our campus rep program. And we think our campus rep program is a really great way for students to become involved in a new startup and to gain really invaluable experience in marketing and event planning and management, and really seeing all of the nitty-gritty that goes behind starting a new business. And it's also a way for college students to earn some cash and rewards when we know that college students, you know, can be a little bit strapped for cash.
Fantastic. Now, talking about how this platform, this startup was funded, did you seek outside investment? Did you, you know, did you kind of bootstrap this startup yourself?
Yes, so far we have not looked for any external funding, but we do anticipate that we will start to look for it as Give Take grows.
All right. Now, we are going to go to another break, but when we come back from this break, we're going to learn more about some advice that Erica and Karen can provide to our listeners once again. But be sure to follow us on Facebook.com/womeninvesting. Also, make sure that you look up Give Take on Facebook and Instagram, as well as their website, to see how you can bring Give Take to your campus. Also on Twitter, be sure to comment using the hashtag WomenInvest, hashtag GirlsInvest, and hashtag WeForShe. Once again, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the State of Women Radio Network, the first and only global radio network focused exclusively on women and girls.
Welcome back to Women Investing in Women and Girls. I'm your host, Michelle Jaffe, and we have our guests today on the show, Erica and Karen Poley. Once again, the founders of Give Take, the innovative marketplace for college students. Before this break, we talked about Give Take and how students can try to bring Give Take to their university. And we're going to repeat the ways that they can interact with Give Take. You can go to Facebook.com/GiveTake. And Give Take is without an E, so GIVTAKE. Also interact with them on Instagram, and you can visit their website, GIVTAKE.com. So we encourage all of you to check Give Take out, learn more about it, and see how you can help this startup spread all over the country. So ladies, what are some of the most significant lessons that you learned from your experiences starting this business?
One of the biggest lessons I would say is that we've really had to be able to put ourselves into the shoes of many different parties, not only of the students who are going to be our consumers, but also the businesses and the local business partners that we've formed collaborations with and that we'll ask to collaborate with us in the future. And this has really forced us to think about how Give Take is a win-win for both sides. We really have to consider, like, why is a business really going to want to list something on our site? Why is a local partner going to help us promote our site? And how can we come up with ways of working together that are valuable to both of us? And that's been something that's really, it's obviously really important, and it's been something that we've really had to learn. And I think another big lesson that we've learned which I think we touched on a little bit earlier, is that we've really had to be flexible and creative and understand that our concept and our business not only is likely, but is, you know, is going to change. GiveTake has already evolved a lot from our initial idea that we thought of a year and a half ago to even when we started building the site a year ago. And so I think our business is quite different from the business we started with, and it continues to evolve, and it will probably change and evolve also as we get more and more user and student feedback. So I think it's really important for us to remember to kind of see what's best for the business and to be flexible.
So you are both students. So in what way are you learning things in starting your own business that you would have never learned if you were, you know, just taking notes in class? What types of things are you learning outside of the classroom, outside of the textbooks and the notes that are valuable business lessons?
I think, kind of as you mentioned earlier, we really have a lot of hats and a lot of different roles we're playing. So I'm a communications major, and I have taken some business classes in Wharton at Penn. I have taken a marketing class, but I think there's a lot of things that, like, we've had to deal with some accounting and some legal stuff that I just never looked into, and that you don't even necessarily think that you're going to have to do or be responsible for when you start a business. So I think that we've definitely just kind of learned a lot of the things that go into running a business that you don't necessarily hear about, or that aren't necessarily, you know, the parts that you promote to people. It's just kind of the back end stuff that has to get done in any business, in any, you know, field, whether it's online or tech or otherwise.
Awesome. Great. Now, when it comes to advice, there's two parts of advice that I would love for both of you to answer. If there's advice that you'd like to give to college students, just generally just college students, and then if you could also give some advice to aspiring entrepreneurs.
So I think my main piece of advice for college students would be that they don't necessarily have to know what they're going to do after college, or like what direction they're going into. Because when I was going into Penn, and even, you know, up until really recently, I had no idea what I wanted to major in and no idea what I wanted to be doing. And I think at times it can feel kind of isolating or overwhelming as a student, because there are people who have really clear views on what they want to do, and they have, it seems like they have their whole life mapped out. But I think as time has gone by, and I've spoken to more and more college students, both at Penn and at other schools, it's really clear that a lot of people are in the same position. And I think being young and being college students, we're very lucky that we have a lot of different opportunities, both in the classroom and otherwise. So I guess I would encourage students to not be overwhelmed and kind of try new things and be excited about how you're able to kind of search about what you're interested in and passionate about, and being able to try new things and talk to different people with different passions and interests. Because I think if you know exactly what you're interested in and exactly what you're going to do, that's fantastic. But if you don't, you know, that's also pretty great. So yeah, I think that really just being open to things and enjoying the college experience as well, because it's crazy to me that I'm, you know, a junior, since I feel like I just got to school. And so I think really just enjoying the experience and being open to things, is what I would tell people.
Amazing. Now, what advice would you give to aspiring entrepreneurs?
I would encourage aspiring entrepreneurs to pursue a project that they really stand behind and are really passionate about. Erica and I went into GiveTake without the intention of becoming entrepreneurs. We just had this idea that we thought was going
there was a real need for and that we really believed in. And so we just, you know, starting a business is such a tremendous amount of work and time, and it's something that you really need to 100% devote yourself to. We would really only do it if we would really only recommend doing it if there's a concept that you really believe in and that you really are committed to making into a reality.
Mm-hmm. You know, starting a business is a way that you can take a passion that you have and create it or create something tangible with it. So I think it's a really important point that you make sure that if you do want to start a business that, you know, you do make it almost like your baby and you make it a priority. But of course, like we said earlier, if you're a student, to be able to juggle both roles of being a student and an entrepreneur at the same time is also vital. So I think that is superb. So thank you so much for that, ladies. Now, describe one of the largest obstacles that you experienced in the creation of GiveTake and how you were able to bounce back from that.
As we mentioned, I think the biggest obstacle, I think, for us is the fact that neither of us are able to code. We obviously are in a tech space, and our website is entirely built in code. So I think we've tackled the challenge by first like hiring a web development firm to build GiveTake, and now we have a team of web developers who work directly for us. And I think also just taking the advice of friends and peers who have had experience coding or can provide us insight into the coding community. And we really also continue to do as much research as we can as possible, both online and speaking to people, and also using the resources that are at Penn and Yale, since we are really lucky that we go to schools with really great resources. But still, I think overseeing the technology side of the business still remains our biggest challenge.
Right, and it's so great that you're able to use those resources and, you know, learn from people around you and grow yourselves both academically, professionally, in order to tackle those challenges and create a very valuable startup. So that's fantastic. Now, where do you see each of yourselves doing after you graduate? Where do you see yourselves in the future?
I think right now we're really just focused on making GiveTake a big success.
Awesome. And we definitely are so glad to have you on our show today. And we are very excited to see the success of the growing GiveTake. Once again, we want all of our listeners to be able to interact with GiveTake and learn more about it. So can you tell them a little bit again of how they can learn more about and interact with GiveTake?
Well, first and foremost, anyone who's interested should visit www.givetake.com. And that's GiveTake. And then also you should interact with us via social media, so our Facebook page and our Instagram account.
All right, awesome. And talking about interacting, be sure to follow us on facebook.com/womeninvesting and to comment on Twitter what you thought about this conversation and about GiveTake by going on Twitter and commenting using the hashtag womeninvest, hashtag girlsinvest, and hashtag weforshe. We'd like to thank Erica and Karen Poley for being on our program today. Thank you so much, and to your future success, and good luck with everything.
Great. Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. And we'd like to thank all of our listeners for listening as well. You've been listening to Women Investing in Women and Girls. The show is produced by the State of Women Radio Network, the first radio network for women and girls. I'm your host, Michelle Jaffe. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to Women Investing in Women and Girls with Michelle Jaffe. Download our shows on iTunes or listen on demand right here on thestateofwomen.com, the first and only global radio network focused exclusively on delivering the latest trends in investing, entrepreneurship, and global women's issues by and for women and girls.